You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a program that is doing extremely well. Just a few years old. They, like I said, you know, we've watched it, St. Thomas University from its infancy of football. Everybody involved, and I'll tell you what, they're off to an unbeaten start after 4 weeks of the 2021 season. And Coach Bill Reichel, the head coach, is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations on a really nice start.
No, thank you. It's obviously it's a lot better than being 0-4, so we're excited. Yeah. And just got to keep getting better.
You know, you got these kids from day one, I mean, and you got them excited about being the first and, you know, being a program that's going to blaze, you know, pretty much a future at this school. And they bought into it and they continue to buy into it. Talk about that, because that's not always an easy thing to do, to start a program. You know, even in a talented area like the state of Florida, there's a whole bunch of mouths to feed throughout the whole state. So it's not always a guarantee, but you guys have done it in the same fashion that you've done it many times in the past. Talk about that.
No, we just talked to the guys about enjoying the process. It's changed a little bit because we finally got some guys that have been in the program for 3 years now and are growing up through our program and in the university. So it's been exciting and fun to watch that. But we were kind of, some of the guys were joking that we're here in the beginning, and it was just about believing in what we were trying to accomplish. And yeah. I mean, those guys, I give them a lot of credit that they came in and we didn't have any t-shirts, we didn't have a locker room, we didn't have a field, we didn't have we didn't have anything. And they saw the vision of what we were trying to do and realized, probably most importantly, the education that they can get at St. Thomas University first and foremost. And now we're well on our way to getting where we want to be, and the new turf field is about done on our campus, and just a lot of exciting things at the university that these guys get to be a part of.
Well, you know, too, you have the perfect administration to build a program. Your president is beyond belief in some of the things that, you know, he does. He's so tireless, whether it be in the academic community or the athletic community. But he's been in the corner from day one. I always talk and I always put praise on him. But you can't get anything done, Coach, without immense support from the administration. Talk about that.
No, and we've spoken about it before, Larry, that's the key. It doesn't matter if you're at the high school level, the college level, that you need great administrative support to be successful in athletics. And it's not even about being successful. It's having those people that care and value that experience that our student athletes can get to add to their college experience. And when you do that, those wins will come when you provide those things and you care and you have that support that you need. And like I've told you from day one, I'm down here because of President Armstrong and his vision for the university and how we're growing it both athletically and academically. And the sky's the limit of what we can accomplish down here.
Yeah, no doubt. And then you take a look at, you know, some of the kids that you have to choose from and the way you've recruited them all, you know, throughout from the beginning. And I mean, it's been a process that you guys put in a lot of time. I mean, not that every other school doesn't, but, you know, wherever I go, I see your guys. I see them, you know, they're visible. It's become, you know, because of the NAIA and with Florida Memorial and Kaiser and with yourself and also Ave Maria being, geographically here in South Florida, there's a lot more excitement at a lot of these camps and games. And these kids get an opportunity to see your shirt on the sideline. Talk what that feels from your standpoint to be, you know, to be in an area, you know, that is a hotbed for football, but have all these kids excited about NAIA football, something that people generally never knew much about before.
No, it's great to have these small scholarship schools down here that can provide an opportunity for these guys to get an education and to continue to play. And like we've discussed before, that I was one of those guys from up north that always came down here to recruit and everything else, and you still have some of that. But for these guys to be able to continue to play in front of their families and friends and have that support that they need to continue their careers is outstanding. And we don't really, I mean, we dabble around and we recruit the best players that we can to kind of fit the culture that we're trying to build here. But we try to stick around in Florida as much as possible to keep it close to home. And there's just too many good players that there's no reason to go all over the place. Not to say that we don't and we don't look, but when it comes down to it, we're going to build our roster off of the great football and everything else that takes place down here. And you still have the schools that are going to come down from up north. And it's kind of ironic, the more we've started here, these schools want to come down and recruit our kids, but they're not willing to come down here and play us and do everything else to support them after they get up there. So we want to keep them at home and keep them at the schools and our conferences and continue to build that small scholarship football throughout the state.
No doubt. Head coach and athletic director Bill Reichel joining us. St. Thomas University. And you take a look at the game so far that you played. The UPike game was that they didn't. Was that canceled, or would that be made up, or is that it?
That it's going to be a forfeit that they weren't able to make it down, and with kind of the college football schedule, we really don't have an open week. So we're fortunate enough that our neighbors and kind of building rivalry with Florida Memorial moved our game in October so we could actually have a home opener and not have a six-week-long football camp that everybody wanted to play somebody. And kind of moving our schedule around, we were able to pick up Fort Lauderdale in that open week we had in October that I appreciate. Chris Chambers giving us an opportunity to play and just get another opportunity for our guys to play and help them build that program as people have helped us and things like that as we move forward, like I said, to continue to get South Florida football going.
In this conference, obviously, there's a lot of great teams. We know Southeastern University in Lakeland, a really, really well-coached program, a nice program, as well as what Coach Sosha has done at Kaiser. But, I mean, this conference also has Weber and Abe Warner, and we mentioned before Ave Maria and Florida Memorial. I mean, that's very competitive because you're playing against kids, actually, that you're recruiting. So they're very, very good football talent, and you know a lot of these kids just from you recruiting most of the state.
No, absolutely, and that's what makes it fun. You get these kids that you've recruited, and their friends go to other schools sometimes, and everybody gets the guys that they want and they need. But that's how you build those rivalries and build that competitiveness is when you have that kind of familiarity, and there's recruiting battles and everything else that goes along with it, that it's just not football games sometimes, that adds to the excitement and provides that experience for these guys to get going. And we have a lot of great teams in our conference, and it continues to build. And I think it shows that all of us are trying to schedule games for 22 and 23 right now. And not many teams from up north are willing to come down to Florida anymore. So it's kind of a headache, but it's a great thing to show what we're kind of producing down here in the Sunshine State.
Good stuff. Coach, again, congratulations on everything that's coming your way. I know it's come with a lot of work and a lot of sweat and a lot of people that have been involved. Again, we'll have you back again to talk about what you've been talking about, the kids, and just to keep this program right in everybody's right in their front view right there.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah, we're going to keep trying to get better every week and try to get on a roll here as we get into Sun Division play and try to win as many games as we can to keep this program moving forward.
Good stuff. Thanks, Coach. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it.
Good stuff. Coach Bill Reichel, an athletic director, head coach and athletic director at St. Thomas University. Doing a great job right out of the block. 4-0. Good job. If you have a chance, maybe when they have a couple of home games, as he mentioned, Chris Chambers and Fort Lauderdale is going to be playing. So, as we told you, Auto Nation been great. last couple of years for us, back again, and we're so happy. You know, there's sure a lot of different drivers out there, the custom paint jobbers, the tailgate upgraders, and super fans with super loud speakers, and obviously you listening to me right now. Well, you know, you're in luck because AutoNation is here for every driver. They love getting and keeping you on the road, but AutoNation doesn't just sell cars. They service them, and they even buy them as well. Yep, if you're looking for or to sell that current vehicle, AutoNation will buy it for top dollar, even if you don't buy one from them. You'll get a check on the spot. You can deposit it right away, which is great in these times. So start your super easy appraisal right now at AutoNation.com. And so no matter who, what you are driving or where you're going, it's AutoNation has the car or truck for you. Hurry to the AutoNation store nearest you. And as they do throughout the entire year, we're so happy to have U Health Sports Medicine involved. U Health Sports Medicine is just an they are experts in treating athletes and levels of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.